USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Ukrainian President Zelensky is appealing directly to U.S. lawmakers for increased aid in his country's battle against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer described the meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs and how it will help him win.
Republicans and Democrats are deadlocked over additional funding for Kyiv, with Republicans demanding tougher border policies as a condition for supporting President Biden's proposed aid package. Zelensky also just wrapped up his meeting with President Biden at the White House. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. Gay, along with other Ivy League school leaders, had faced criticism for their responses to questions regarding whether calls for genocide of Jews violate school rules. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. To address this, he deems it essential to hold a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
The Louisiana Republican emphasizes that investigators will objectively follow the facts without preconceived judgments. The vote to authorize the investigation could come as early as tomorrow. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share the view, a figure expected to reach nearly 75% by July. Former President Trump is launching a set of digital trading cards called the Mugshot Edition. In a Truth Social announcement, he mentioned these cards, following the success of Trump digital trading cards, are now available. This is USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The Israel-Hamas conflict, now in its 67th day, the United Nations General Assembly today poised to vote on an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Since the conflict began on October 7th, approximately 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. President Biden is warning that as Israel's conflict with Hamas intensifies, global support for Israel is diminishing. Speaking to Democratic donors in Washington, he criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's government as the most conservative in Israel's history, stating that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. Biden calls for strengthening and changing of the Israeli government for a long-term resolution, marking a departure from his previous strong support for Israel. 20% of black voters express a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between President Biden or former President Trump in the upcoming year. That's according to a Gen Forward survey. This poses a challenge for Biden's potential second term, considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. It's Taylor Swift's world. We just live in it.
Proving once again why Time Magazine named her their Person of the Year, Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes over the weekend that left at least six people dead and dozens more injured. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.